98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy. Weekdays from 10 a.m. on 98FM.
A petition has appeared online urging thousands of people to sign it. It says no to giant sewage plant. A lot of people think that because they don't live in Clonshock or near the proposed development of a massive sewage treatment plant, that it will, they will not be affected by this. The smell from this plant is going to affect everyone on the north side of Dublin. Have you ever smelled Bewley's Coffee Factory in your area? Now, this is all to do with a plan by Irish Water to build a new wastewater facility and an underground orbital sewer to cater for a growing population in the Greater Dublin area. Plans were for the development were submitted to Enbord Pleanála back in June, with Irish Water saying the completed project will facilitate population and economic growth until 2050. Anyway, residents in the area are none too happy, and they are urging people to lodge objections before this Friday, the 17th of August. Now, I'm joined on the line by one particular local resident, Claire. Claire, tell me why, what your problem is with this.
Well, my worry is, like, for people's health, like, breathing in the smell of it, and it's going to affect a whole lot of Coolock. It's not going to affect just us, do you know what I mean? It's going to affect the beaches. It's going to affect, it's going to affect everything, do you know what I mean?
So for residents in Coolock and Clonshock and that sort of area, yeah, who may not even know about this proposed development.
I don't think a lot of people know about it. It's just getting highlighted on Facebook now. I haven't even seen many posters up about it. Or, do you know what I mean?
So what is your understanding of what is being planned?
Well, they're putting a plant in between the Bewley's Hotel and the Clayton Hotel, and it's going to be four times the size of Crow Park. So every few hours, I think they're going to be letting gases out, like, and it's going to obviously go into the sea. So that's going to be, like, it's going to smell horrible, do you know what I mean, for people. You won't be able to open your windows around, or your doors around, do you know what I mean?
And I know the people behind the plan will say that it won't release horrible smells, that
yeah,
it is to international standards and all of that. Why do you not believe that?
I just don't believe it. I don't really know, but, like, I don't believe it. Of course you're going to smell it, do you know what I mean? Like, we can even smell, like, when Bewley's, the factory are making that coffee, we can smell that all the time as well. So now we're going to have that smell, and then we're going to have the smell of that as well. And God knows what we're breathing in, do you know what I mean?
And you obviously have seen this petition online, say no to monster sewerage plant in in Coolock. You obviously believe that the people in the area should read up on this and sign the petition.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
All right, brilliant, Claire. Thanks very much indeed.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, bye-bye. Now, we do have a full statement from Irish Water about this new treatment plant, which I'll bring to you in a couple of minutes. But before that, Labour Councillor Alison Gilliland joins me on the line. Alison, welcome to 98FM.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Alison, you've obviously heard the concerns of many people in the immediate area of this proposed facility. What sorts of things are they worried about?
Yeah, I think the concerns have been going on for some time since the proposal was first put forward that there would be the wastewater treatment plant on the site, which is the far side of the R139, the previous N32. Odour, as Claire described, is probably the key concern that they have.
Okay, so nobody they're worried wants about a horrible stench coming from this plant and having to live with that stench in the air.
Yeah, that is the key concern, that they won't be able to enjoy their back gardens, open their window, have the washing on the line, etc. And I know, as Clara said there, that it does state in the documentation that there will be an odour control unit and mitigation measures taken against it. But I suppose there is that going concern amongst residents that that won't work to the nature and effect that they want. And we've had Bewley's factory, we've had the Tato factory, we've had Cadbury's, and there are times when, depending on how the wind is blowing, you do get odour from those factories. So that's a key concern for residents.
And like I said, I have a statement from Irish Water, which I'll read out in a couple of minutes. And I know the residents have been talking about the Bewley's factory and the smell of coffee in the air and everything else, which wouldn't be an overly pungent smell. They are obviously very concerned that this new plant is going to throw horrible odours into the air. If you can stay with me for one second, Alison, I'll come back to you in just a moment, because I want to bring you the statement from Irish Water, and there are some more residents in the area concerned about this. I'd love to hear from you on 6797981. If you are from the Coolock or Clonshock area, are you even aware of this? Because this local consultation was on until Friday, so if you had an objection, it has to be in by this Friday. Alison, you're obviously, as we said, aware of excuse me, what residents are worried about, but do you believe this plant still needs to go ahead?
I suppose, Adrian, from a policy perspective, I'm in favour of large-scale efficiency an effective plant. There's an economic and efficiency viability.
And this
there.
This plant, just for people who aren't familiar with the story, this plant will treat the water for the equivalent of 500,000 people in the Fingal area from Blanchardstown to Clonshock, including Dublin Airport. So that's a major... I mean, this is huge.
Yeah, it's massive. And I do think if you look at where it could be, it could be further out from the residential areas. It is very near, like it's about a kilometre away, half a kilometre, I think, is the nearest house. And when you look at the land that is available further out, it could have been put there. Now, I know there's other considerations around the sewer pipe that has to go to it and then pumping it out to the sea. But it is very, very near to local residents. And also, there's you mentioned where it was. In between the Bewley's factory and this proposed site for the wastewater treatment plant is the old Belcamp College. And I know there's a developer who wants to build housing on that, and housing that is badly needed. So I can't see how we can have both going on at the same time.
Now, sure, I know Irish Water in their statement. Firstly, you were talking about the distance from the nearest houses. The facility will be over 300 metres from the nearest dwellings and will be more than 500 metres from the main road, the old N32 or 139 road. And they, in their statement, also say it will have no negative impact on air quality locally. They say there will be odour control units which will capture and treat odorous air within the treatment units. No odorous air will be emitted from the new facility. So there'll be no smelly air coming out of this plant, is basically what they're saying.
Yeah, and I think that's where the trust issue comes in. They have detailed that. They have a very detailed environmental impact assessment, and people want to look at Chapter 24 in particular. It looks at the mitigating measures that they're required to follow in order to reduce traffic difficulties, odour difficulties, etc. Mm. But it does come down to the general residents and public trusting what's in that document.
Okay.
I know there was a consultation period with local residents, and that was the number one issue. And so they're very much aware of it. They did offer residents a trip down to the one they have down in Shangana, and many residents took them on board with that and have visited it. But it comes down to trust.
Okay, now this facility needs to be built, or something needs to be built, by 2025, because the Ringsend facility will reach its maximum capacity by then. So this is badly needed. But interestingly, I've gotten a message from Alan in Ringsend, and he says, I'm from Ringsend and we have a lovely aroma that comes from the waste down the road. It smells like summer. It smells bad in the summer, but like everything, you get used to it. Now, that's not really a great recommendation for it. You get used to it. Let me go to Christy. You're on 98FM. How are you, Christy?
Good. Listen, I have to say, as part of a residence in Clonshock, no, we don't believe anything that Irish Water is going to say, because we believe they'll say anything to get this plant up and going. At the end of the day, this plant is going to be four times the size of Crow Park, 65 feet high, and they're saying it's 300 metres from the nearest residence. 300 metres. Are they having a lab? It's basically in your back garden. Now you look at the environmental impact on that. First of all, it's the animals and that are living down there, and we know there's plenty of wildlife there. They're going to be affected. You're going to have your kids up here affected and your grandkids. We've already had rings in who are saying it's a smaller plant there and they get the smell and they've been told that beforehand.
Oh, well, now that was only one person. Like, actually, I'd love to hear from other people in Rings End.
Well, we've been getting messages from other people in Rings End up here in Clonshock.
Hmm.
And they're basically telling us, whatever Irish word I say, you don't believe a word they say, because it's not true. This plant is designed to do something like 200,000 litres of water a minute. And if that fails, where does it go? Straight out into the sea, untreated water, and there's nothing they can do to stop it.
Okay, but Chris, do you have to accept that there is a need for a facility like this?
I agree with you. There is a need.
But
there's not a need on people's back door. There's no need for that. They must be able to find somewhere else for it. But you can't be putting it right beside residents. And new houses going up there in Bellcamp.
But I know, Christy, that we have a severe shortage of land space here in Dublin. Is this just another not in my back door, not in my backyard mentality?
It's not. That's absolutely wrong. It's not. I'd say it's not. It shouldn't be on anybody's back door. I'm not saying move from Clonshock to someone else's back door. What I'm saying is it shouldn't be on anyone's back door. They should get the experts out there and find somewhere when it's in the middle of nowhere. It's not on people's back door. People from Howth, Portmarnock, Baldoyle, they're all going to be affected by this. Not only Clonshock and Keulock, all the way down there.
Okay, so what is your number one objection to this facility?
The number one objection is that it's not going to only affect me. It's going to be affect kids and grandkids.
And they won't be able to play out
because of their health. If that plant has to vent a couple of times a day, don't you tell me they will catch all those particles, because they won't. And those kids will be breathing that in. And the health of those kids will be affected big time. Now, you know it and I know it. And that's what's going to fall as well.
Stay there for one second, Christy. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text or WhatsApp the programme 0877 98 98 98. 0877 98 98 98. And if you're from the Ringsend area, is there a smell from the facility in Ringsend? This is the plant that will reach its maximum capacity by 2025, but is it smelly? In fact, somebody just texted in, Adrian, we have one in Ringsend, and there are no smells from that. Even though somebody else claims that there are. If you're from the Ringsend area, I'd love to hear from you. You can text or WhatsApp us 0877 98 98 98, because the number one concern is about odour, is about, you know, living next door to a smelly plant treating God knows what. Irish Water have said in their statement, we would like to reassure people that the proposed outfall location and the level to which wastewater will be treated will ensure the water quality standards required by EU and national regulations are achieved. They are saying that there will be no odorous air will be emitted from the new facility. No smelly air at all. Christy, do you not believe that?
Absolutely not. You must be joking. Yeah, it must be joking. Absolutely not. They'll tell you anything you want to hear, and that's all at your own. They're saying what people want to hear. Oh, yes, this will be fine. That's not true, and we all know that's not true. There's no way. I mean, you can smell Cadbury's when it was up and going. You can smell Bewley's and what have you, which are okay. But this place, if they say, oh, absolutely, there's nothing like that going to happen here, they are lying through their teeth.
Okay, stay there for one second. Because
on the north side are not stupid.
Okay, like we said, the only comparable site here in Dublin is in Ringsend. A lot of messages coming in from Ringsend. Tell Adrian that we are inundated with crazy flies ever since that plant went in. No smell issues, though. Okay, that's fair enough. JD, you live in Ringsend as well, is that right?
Yeah, Adrian, yeah, I live down in Ringsend, not too far from the treatment plant, yeah.
And does it cause any grief in your life?
No, it does not. No. It had its teething problems when it started out first, spillages and all that, the smells in the area. And like last year, it was a big infested flies, but we don't get that much smells in right on the Liffey there, you know.
And in fact, there wasn't any suggestion, if I'm not mistaken, at the time, because I remember covering this fly infestation down Ringsend Way, but there was no suggestion that it was anything to do with the sewage treatment plant.
No, nothing ever came out in the end. Any investigation into it all later, you know. But yeah, listen, there's apartments, there's houses all built all around where the one in Ringsend is. Then be honest with you, I don't get much smells coming from it anyway, you know.
Well, now, there you go, Christy. And this is the one that's being proposed for Clonshock is newer and more modern.
And bigger, Adrian. You forget that. I'm bigger. I knew I'm more. And maybe it's a case that in Ringsend, they've just got used to it down there. Which, look, which they Jimmy, shouldn't have to. They shouldn't have to.
Even incinerator and all in Ringsend on top of us there, right beside the place, you know. Everything that gets pushed in there, just have to got to move it with times, and that's it. If it's needed, it's needed, you know what I mean?
Well, I don't believe that you have to move with the times and put these things beside where people are living. I don't believe in that at all. I think we have to protect our communities and not just stand by and let these people just build whatever they want. I think we have to protect all the communities along
okay,
here,
but,
not just Clonshock.
Christy, a lot of people are saying this is an irrational fear. And let me read one message I've just gotten in. I used to work in the sewerage treatment plants in the UK. One was in Wakefield and was just over a hedge away from houses. And there was absolutely no smell. No issues with smell at all.
We're not talking about the UK here. We're talking about here in Clonshock, in Dublin. We're talking about here and now and thousands of people that could potentially be affected with this plant. And that's the objection here.
Okay, stay there for a second. Let me go to Gus. You're on 98FM, Gus. How are you?
Hi, Adrian. I'm good. How are you?
Now, you're a local resident just off the N32 there as well.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I live in Newtown Court there.
Okay, and what is your concern about this plant?
The concern is similar to Christie's. It's the smell, absolutely the smell. I don't believe that Irish Water is right in saying that it will absolutely not smell at all. I mean, I did complain about the Boogley's odour that is generated from the coffee roasting there a couple of times in July, you know, when it was really hot. And I had a person from Dublin City Council indicating that she will do an odor and a smell test. Now, she told me that on day one. And for 4 days after she told me, there was no smell coming off Boogley's. And then the moment she reported back to me, Boogley's started smelling again.
Mm.
So obviously, they told Boogley's that they would come down to do an inspection. And during that time,
well, no, you know, sorry, that's
roasting.
Your hang on, that's your belief, okay? That's not necessarily
no, that's,
true.
That's,
it's not necessarily
well,
true,
yeah.
Now, okay? That's your belief that's what happened, but okay.
True enough.
You've just heard from a resident from Ringsend. They've had that plant there for many years, and they have not had odor issues. Simple as that.
Well, it mightn't be necessarily odor issues in Ringsend. Obviously, the plant has.
That's it's a much older plant in Ringsend. The one that's being proposed for Clonshock will be very modern, and you would assume will work more efficiently even than the one that's in Ringsend.
That might well be the case. The question is, at what height will the gases be fused out of the plant? Is it high enough to blow over the residential areas? Is it not high enough? Now, if Ringsend has a high fuel...
But again, Gus, I read from Irish Water's statement, the facility will include odour control units which will capture and treat odorous air within the treatment units. No odorous air will be emitted from the new facility. And it will not, it also, this is from their statement as well, will not have any negative impact on air quality locally. Do you just not believe that?
It's not that I don't believe that. If they say they capture odorous stuff, where do they capture it? How will they contain that?
Well, I don't know the scientific ways that they do it, but they clearly have the technology to be able to do that. It says that the odorous air will be captured and treated within the treatment unit. So before it's even released into the atmosphere, it will be treated within the plant. But you obviously just don't believe that. Anyway, if you are from that area and you want to get involved, if you want to object to it, or if you don't want to object to it, you must get objections in by this Friday, okay? And there is an online petition which is headlined "No to Giant Sewage Plant." It explains all about the plant. And actually, Jeremy's here. Jeremy, where exactly is that petition?
Most people, the main person behind this, her name is Therese Doyle, and you'll find on the links on her Facebook page. That's the best way to direct you here, because her name is T-H-E-R-E-S-E Doyle. And in fairness, her page is public. She puts all these posts up on public, so she wants as many people to know about it. And in fact, she just messaged me there now to remind people, well, what you just said, that you have until the 17th of August to lodge your objections when on board Planana. But the woman's name is Therese Doyle, T-H-E-R-E-S-E, Doyle. And you will find all the links to the...
And we've also put it up on our Twitter at Dublin Talks 98FM. Just to wrap up some of the messages, actually quite an amount of interest in this.
Huge amount of interest. Let's just face it, says this person, it's a sewage plant is basically a bucket for excrement. This is extremely dangerous for people and wildlife. Why can't you put it in the middle of nowhere and stop this fighting, says that person. What is the answer to that? Why can't they put it in the middle of nowhere? But suppose no matter
is where, there a middle of
no,
nowhere?
There isn't no middle of nowhere.
That's the point.
So if you put it down, I don't know, say for instance you put it up in the Dublin Mountains, yeah? Up by the Hellfire Club. Mm. Let's put it up there. You're going to have wildlife there as well,
yeah,
aren't you?
Of course. There is no such place as the middle of nowhere.
Carl lives beside the airport, Adrian. He says, I live right beside the airport. I hear planes all morning and all night from my bed. I can hear the engines. Aviation fuel is dropped as they fly over my house. The planes also fly over Portmarnock and Clonshock, and now another massive unit being built. This is too much. What about putting it on the south side, says Carl.
Well, there is one already on the south side in Ringsend.
Yeah.
And that's not going anywhere. That's staying there. But it reaches its maximum capacity in 6 years.
My mother lives in Ringsend. Has lived there all her life. Since that treatment plant was built, she hasn't complained once about the smell. I lived there for 5 years myself and didn't smell it once, says that person. And these people have no evidence to base it on. Irish Water have said that there will be no smell and no damage to their health. So why can they not take that as gospel? Why are they questioning it? Well, because they're upset about it. This is an ongoing story, Adrian. And as I said, it's tick-tock. The clock is ticking. We may actually go out there. I may go out there later on in the week myself and report for Dublin Talks and find out exactly... you know, where in relation to the houses that this treatment plant will be. I mean, I grew up beside a water treatment place.
Mm.
Now, this was back in the day when they didn't have strict regimes on how it was dealt with. But on a bad day, when the wind was blowing in the wrong way, or on a warm day, it was absolutely toxic. But you'd like to think that they've improved.
But they have improved. You've already heard from residents from Ringsend who are generally, not all, but generally saying there isn't an issue, that there is no stench in that area. And what else have you got on text? I used to deliver milk in Ringsend at 3 a.m, and you could not breathe. The meat factory in Kildare said they capture the smell. Drive by that someday.
Now, there's also unconfirmed reports as well that Dublin Airport are to put in its submission to Bord Pleanála to protest against it as well.
Okay, well, we'll watch this space. Like I said, if you're from the area, if you want to put in an objection, it has to be lodged by this Friday, and you'll find it, information on our Twitter at Dublin Talks 98FM.
Sorry, one final one, and I don't know if this has been brought up yet. What about the hotel that's nearby? Is that the Clayton? It used to be the Bewleys.
No, it's not the Bewleys Hotel. No, that's up further. It's the Clayton, yeah.
The Clayton Hotel. How will this affect the hotel on that road? Why would people book into a hotel that's next to a sewage treatment plant? Would that not ruin their business? This is a disgrace. Well, there's actually, if you think about it, there's two hotels. There's one down at the Darndale end of that road, you know, on the Malahide Road. It's the Hilton, I think it is, isn't it? And then there's one right up the top of that road, which used to be the Bewleys Hotel, which you're saying is the Clayton Hotel. So there's going to be two hotels sandwiched between this, is there not?
Yeah, but the one that is closest to it is actually a Hilton hotel. It's the Hilton Airport Hotel. That is the one that's right beside it. That's just down from Bewleys. So that's the Hilton Airport Hotel is the one that's closest to it. Anyway, all right, thanks very much indeed. This is 98FM's Dublin Talks.
98FM. The sound of the city. 98FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m. with Adrian Kennedy.